So yesterday afternoon, early evening, I cupped two beautiful sounding coffees from beautiful roasters that I know very well. We're talking about Small Batch, the Small Batch Coffee Company in Hove, with a few shops in Hove and in Brighton. And, well, I've received two great coffees, as I said, and on the cupping table, this Nicaraguan Maracatura Natural, so Maracatura hybrid varietal of an Arabica bean, just was so... how can I put it? I mean, the sweetness was there, the mouthfeel was there, the notes were just so beautiful, so sweet. So I mean, it reminded me a bit of almonds, but then I think marzipan kind of describes it more, just because of its thickness and its sweetness, and a little bit of dried raisin, I would say. That kind of came through. Interesting bit being that it is a natural. So a natural process just really encourages and invites those kind of flavors, those stickiness, the velvetiness, the mouthfeel, the heavier mouthfeel, to be a main characteristic, if you want. But side by side, I cupped it with what Small Batch call Grand Fromage. It's a limited edition of really special coffees that can put their hands on. And this one really is special indeed. It is also a natural process, and it's a Kenyan coffee. And I think Kenyan coffees don't often come in a natural process. They're more washed processes, which brings out a bit of brightness, a lighter mouthfeel, fruit flavors in the direction of maybe zestiness, lemony. I've had a great one, for example, from Kenya, from Caravan, which was called Kikai, which was very zesty, very beautiful. It was not lemon, but lime. It was absolute lime, so amazing. I've had other coffees from Kenya, which are just black currant. So really those kind of flavors or fruit notes are really often associated with Kenyan coffees, kind of a winey, if you want, quality to them. But this one is a natural process. And again, on the cupping table, it was thick, it was... it had a beautiful nose, it had a beautiful feel on the palate. It was maybe just a touch lighter in the mouthfeel than the Nicaraguan. I don't know why, but my tongue is kind of very sensitive to the weight. And if you want to do, just if you don't know at all what I'm talking about when I say mouthfeel or weight on the tongue, you can do immediately a very, very quick little experiment yourself. Just have a glass of water, put it in your mouth, keep it in, swallow it if you want to, and then have a glass of milk and see how heavy a milk feels on your palate. That is kind of an immediate, you will know what I talk about when I say mouthfeel. Some coffees are heavier than others. But coming back to today, I couldn't wait to put those through the R58 Rocket dual boiler machine, the espresso machine, because I just knew from what I cut that these coffees would be amazing as an espresso and also with milk. I was pretty sure about that. Now, they're very different in size, these beans. The Kenyan, kind of quite small, and the Maracatura is a huge bean. It's a very light bean as well. So fascinating already on the eye, you're engaging the senses, you can tell the difference. When I ground them, they pretty much ground the same way. Sometimes you also find coffees that are more clumpy than others, that spray a little bit, others just come like a dream into your portafilter. These two did that beautifully. I didn't even have to tweak too much between the two beans. Of course, I purged my grinder before I changed beans, but they kind of behave pretty much the same. And even in the extraction, they behave pretty much the same. I started with the Nicaraguan, and just to remind myself, I've still got some coffee here, some of the espresso. And it's, oh, do you know what? It's just beautiful. I mean, again, I know I repeat myself, but that mouthfeel is something that I'm particularly keen on. That velvetiness, that fruitiness, the fruitiness is kind of, it's really well balanced, this coffee. That's also what struck me on the cupping table. They're extremely well balanced. You've been taken on a journey, so you got a bit of this, a bit of that, and it all works together, which is beautiful. Now, with the other one, with the Kenyan as well, it was just a delight, but I thought I'd add a bit of milk to that one just to see what it does. So I've got my little piccolo here, and And as a milk, this kind of berry-like acidity takes to milk quite well too. That was where I was a bit unsure. That's why I did it. So, drinking this, oh, you could drink this all day long. It's a sweet drink. It lingers on the cupping table already. This is a lingering coffee. So, you will remember this coffee. Let me put it that way. If you drink this coffee, you will remember it. Now, I'm not sure whether actually these coffees, the Grand Fromage series, are served at small batch cafes, but they're definitely online. And you can definitely buy some and try some for yourself and do various different brewing methods. Don't know what paraphernalia you have at home, but this coffee, you will remember this coffee. So different to all the other Kenyans. A berry acidity, and the berry acidity still is there, and it's very syrupy, so milk takes to it well. Back to the Nicaraguan, just a delight. I mean, I kept this one neat, I haven't added milk to this one at all, and it's almost empty. I'm just drinking it and drinking it, and you will see in the photograph that accompanies this this recording that I've already started drinking a lot of the espresso from the Nicaraguan. So in the picture, you will see the piccolo with the milk, and you will see a little bit of the espresso left from the Nicaraguan, because it was just such a delight. Even the crema. Crema sometimes is where you feel a bit of bitterness and stuff, but I always kind of stir the crema into my shots, my extraction. But then I lick the back of the spoon, and the crema even of this Nicaraguan was just a delight. I mean, on the bag, on the label, which again is a beautiful label, they kind of talk about rum and marzipan. I would more say, instead of rum, although I can see where they're coming from, I've got dried raisins. And I guess dried raisins and rum kind of go together in a way. That's what I'm getting anyway. So this is lovely. It's going to be just as memorable. I'm pretty sure of that. But these two coffees, amazing. Encourage you to do the same thing. You know what's lovely is you get two different coffees, three different coffees, and do side by side. You will see that you can engage your senses even more and derive a lot of pleasure out of that. This was an amazing exercise. Two naturals side by side, different continents, different origins, same process, different beans. These two, I would say, are clear winners again from Small Batch Roasters in Hove. El Master Roaster, thanks again, you're amazing. Dan, I haven't met you, but you roasted these two. You're amazing. So thanks again. And I'll have another few days of delight with those two coffees.